It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barich. He's Michael Feldman. Things That Matter with Mike and Nev can be found exclusively at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. Now, Mike, Will Smith. You know him.
You sure?
Yeah, of course. Will Smith. You know, has a movie out right now, 7 Pounds, which we'll talk about in a little bit.
That movie.
And, you know, and well, here's the thing with Will Smith.
Okay.
Whether you like his movies or hate his movies, he definitely has earned a reputation as the most dependable box office draw in Hollywood. I think has a string of, I think, 7 or 8 $100 million plus, you know, grossing films, which is an insane streak. I mean, guys like George Clooney, Brad Pitt,
Tom Hanks
do not have that type of record.
Right.
Denzel Washington, none of them can hold a candle to Will Smith when it comes to drawing money.
Yeah.
And right now, it's interesting, he's in talks to do some sequels to a couple of his films. One is I Am Legend, which was the movie... I believe it came out, I think, was it 07 or 08 that it came out late? I think
it's 08, actually.
Maybe it's early, late 07.
I think it was summer.
Wasn't it summer?
I thought it was a summer film.
Maybe it was a summer film. Maybe you're right. Okay. Either way. Well,
whatever.
Okay. But, you know, his thing where basically there's a virus, wipes out almost all of humanity.
Right.
He's a lone survivor living in New York City, blah, blah, blah. Well, they're going to be making what is considered a prequel to that movie. And then there's Hancock, where he plays a drunk superhero who has crazy powers and throws whales onto boats passes out on park benches. And they're going to be, he's in talks about making a sequel to that. And what's funny about that is, you know, he's not really too known for doing sequels. You know, he did Men in Black 2.
That's right.
Which I personally didn't think was that great. It was kind of disappointing.
No.
He did Bad Boys 2, which...
I'd forgotten about Bad Boys.
Which he kind of plugged Martin Lawrence out of obscurity there a little bit. He would have been struggling at that point.
That's true.
Do you know, by the way, Bad Boys 2, he... originally, who are you talking to? You go, like, you know.
No, we're going on tangents here. Okay, yes. Yes, what about Bad Boys 2?
Bad Boys 2. Well, originally, it was not going to star Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. Actually, they were going to be starring John Lovitz and some other random white comic whose name I don't recall. But which would have been a totally different film.
Yes,
you know,
well, we hope.
Yeah.
Or
think
else
so.
That would have been.
Yeah, I don't see John Lovitz in the tight black shirt and black pants that Will Smith and Martin Lawrence kind of pulled off in
right.
the movie.
And like throwing out racial comments left and right and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, not really kind of the way it goes. But so Will Smith in talks to doing sequels to two successful movies, at least in terms of box office. Draw, which is good because his last movie, 7 Pounds, which I saw a few weeks ago, is awful.
Mm.
I don't know if you've seen it.
I have not.
I know it's been, compared to his other movies in the past, has been struggling at the box office. And, you know, basically, not to give anything away, but it takes what could be a very simple, very delightful storyline about helping people and makes it unnecessarily complicated to the point where you're just kind of sitting there and you're waiting for a payoff that really never comes. And it's kind of frustrating, really, because he plays this, you know, depressed, melancholy character almost for no reason.
Okay.
And it was just, and plus he's in an afro. And
I just would like to know, Nevin put the papers down.
I put the papers down.
Like, here we go.
I want to make it very clear. I know I'm speaking as a white person, so I have to tread very carefully. I'm not knocking afros. I'm not. You know, I am knocking white people who have afros.
Okay.
I just don't think it looks good.
Okay.
I think, you know...
What about white people with dreadlocks?
I also don't think that looks good.
Yeah.
And I think the minority cultures in dreadlocks and in afros will agree with me on this, that they're two styles that white people just should not have.
Mm.
You know, if someone wants to propose a ban for white people to have afros and dreadlocks, I'm perfectly okay with
that. Hey, Obama could.
I'll sign.
Sure.
I will sign the position to have...
I mean, see, my only concern with this is that personally, and I'm speaking as a Jew here, and I apologize if I offend any of the Jews, my hair grows out as a natural Jufro.
Mm-hmm.
It just does.
But
you know?
It's a Jufro, but
right.
not an Afro.
No, and I'm not styling
yeah.
it. I'm not
yeah.
trying.
There's a difference.
Right,
because
that's true.
Your Afro is natural.
Right, and it's not, yeah, right. And again, it's not styled, so it's not perfect.
Right.
It's not, you know, I mean, it's just sort of... It's just lazy.
It's like an Afro light kind of.
Sure, it's a Fro light.
It's Fro light. I like that Fro light. Let's copyright that. Mark it Fro light. Okay. So anyways, I'm not a fan of Will Smith in an Afro. It's not a huge Afro.
How did we get to that? Why are you not a fan of Will Smith in an Afro?
It doesn't look good to me.
Oh,
it's just a little. I mean,
the white person in an Afro thing was just a total tangent.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Because I was explaining myself.
I understand.
I had to lay the foundation.
I understand.
I'm a white person talking about Afros, but here's why.
Trying to
deflect as
understood.
Much.
Understood.
You know,
understood.
Okay.
Understood.
Oh, just making sure. So
I'm sorry.
So
yes.
Will Smith has kind of a mini Afro, and it does, you know. Maybe in part because I didn't enjoy the movie, I didn't enjoy the Afro. Now, Pursuit of Happiness, where he also kind of has...
He
has an Afro
same
going
director,
on.
Too.
See, that's right. And he, I enjoyed the movie,
okay.
And thus the Afro, I don't think, really bothered me.
Right.
I felt it kind of added
did
to
his,
it.
Did his kid have an Afro in Pursuit of Happiness?
I think...
Like a little one?
I think so.
Okay.
And the kid is cute. I mean,
yeah,
he's a kid. So, I mean,
cute
Afro, that's fine. So,
right.
I'm not going to...
I mean,
you know,
it's a little Jackson 5-ish. You know,
but it did work. And you know what? It's a kid. Let's cut him some slack.
Sure.
You know, I'm not going to be like Us Magazine, where Miley Cyrus, you know, 15 years old, and she walks around in short shorts. What's the deal here? We don't want to go down that road. You know,
why not?
You want to go down that road?
No,
that's fine.
I was just asking, you want to talk for five minutes
about an underage girl?
Okay. Now hold on a second. Now what if Will Smith had like a flat top?
Would I still enjoy the movie? Is that what your question is?
Right.
See,
because flat tops personally bother me a little bit.
Really? Why is that?
Well, they're just so fake. It's like they're so styled. You know, it's like, see, that's my thing. I mean, I don't know. Like, Afros don't bother me as much as they do you. But
well, the interesting thing, you have a thing about style. Like, I'm okay with hair being styled.
No. I'm okay with hair being styled to a point.
Mm-hmm.
But see, like, a flat top is like... See, no. I'm cool with fros. Like,
right.
I like fros.
Okay.
I mean, I'm a fan. But,
okay.
But the flat top to me is just a little much. It's a little too like forced to me somehow.
It's funny because I think with a flat top, I almost think it's easier at times. It's just sort of like it's just there. It's
well, yeah, sure.
I mean, it's boom,
I don't know.
You know, I would think an Afro
is
more work.
Well, yeah, sure. But I guess what I'm trying to say is that.
What I'm trying to say is that
with an Afro, I mean, you've got the fro,
right?
Okay, cool. But it's sort of like frame. You know, it's sort of like. A flat top, it's like you have to lead with the flat top.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's like you can't lead with any... with a fro, it's sort of like back a little bit.
Is
you
your
know?
Point being that with an Afro...
I don't really have a point.
I'm trying to find one. Where are you going? I mean, but with an Afro,
yes.
To a degree, it's just got to be. It's got to kind of like grow.
Yeah.
Like kind of be like, you know, grow into the wild.
Yeah.
While a flat top needs constant maintenance.
Okay, if you need to make this have a point,
I don't know.
That's fine.
Okay, does that have a point? Okay, fine. Well,
no.
you don't like flat tops. I'm not a fan of Will Smith and an Afro. Okay, there we go.
You have learned something about Mike and Nev.
And what
on this
that
podcast.
Is, what that is, I'm not sure. But anyway,
oh, man.
So speaking of 7 pounds, one of the people in the movie is Woody Harrelson, who plays a blind man, plays him very well, I might add. Mm-hmm. And funny about Woody Harrelson. He just married his longtime girlfriend of over 20 years, whose name I don't recall, and she's ugly. I'm just gonna say it, and you know, good for him for longevity. You know, a Hollywood star being with us.
Well, by the way, we should just note super quick. Good to Will Smith for longevity too.
Very true.
Jada Pinkett.
Although she's high.
I know.
Which doesn't hurt.
Well, of course, but I mean, even so, like that's I think as far as I know, one of the stronger relationships.
That's what I understand.
You know, and you know, with the kid, and I mean, they seem sweet together. So
they do. They really do. They seem sweet. So,
but anyways, but Woody
Will Smith.
I'm sorry.
Will Smith, Afro, and all good for you. So Woody Harrelson's new wife is ugly, which is surprising to me.
Okay.
Given that Woody Harrelson, I say objectively, is a very good looking guy. I think he's kind of like has a little when he does the buzz cut thing going on.
I
think he's 47, doesn't look his age,
right.
Still has a kind of, you know, boyish charm look going on. I just think he's known enough and popular enough that he can land somebody better.
Oh, sure.
I'm saying physically.
And rich enough, too.
Exactly.
I mean, yeah, I mean, you know, but if it's true love.
I suppose.
Then, I mean, you're not going to deny ugly people true love, Nevin, are you?
But if it was in my power, should I? That's the question.
I guess... Yeah, well, the thing is that, you know, we don't tend to watch ugly people.
True.
You know, together in love.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess. I
wonder how that works. You know, I'm just going to say what everybody else is thinking, okay? How, I mean, when you see two ugly people together.
Yes.
And how does the chemistry happen? I mean, does the ugly girl see the ugly guy and think yes, or think, you know what, I'm not going to do any better than this? I'm curious.
It's a good question.
And an important one.
We should try to find some ugly people.
And get their thoughts.
And get them on the show.
Okay, we'll work on that.
Okay.
You know any ugly people?
Not offhand.
No, it's tough. It's tough.
I mean...
I surround myself with beautiful people so that people don't consider me ugly, so so it works out.
Exactly.
So, okay. We'll work on it. We'll get some ugly people on the show.
And if you're an ugly person listening to the show,
write to us at mikeandnev@yahoo.com or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com, which incidentally, listeners, we mixed it up a little bit, and it was going good for a while, but it's okay, we'll work on that.
It's okay.
So
it was a different lead into
it. I tried to segue, it didn't work, but I tried, I took the initiative.
Full credit.
So you can write us in a couple ways, obviously, mikeandnev@yahoo.com or leave us a comment at mikeandnev.blogspot.com.
Let me just make a quick note here that, I mean, it's not just ugly people write in, okay? Beautiful people too, please.
Everybody.
Please. Yeah, everybody.
Beautiful people. Yeah. Mike is single, so the more beautiful people, the better.
That's true. Beautiful people
should send their picture as well.
Yes.
And ugly people just accept the fact that you're ugly and don't not send the picture.
And that you don't, that you don't have a chance with me.
Right. There you go. Look, I like that. My little confidence. Women dig that. Women dig confidence.
That's right. That's right.
So this week's letter comes from Mandy in Hollywood. I say actually Hollywood, California, since there is a Hollywood, Florida. And she was listening
to... Hollywood, Florida.
Well, this is Hollywood, California.
Oh, this is Hollywood, California.
I was making the clarification, which obviously weren't listening.
I'm sorry.
There are two Hollywoods.
I'm sorry.
And I mentioned that because we do get... letters from all over the country,
and occasionally we
get international ones as well.
Indeed.
So I just want to clarify Mandy in Hollywood, California. Who listened to last week's podcast. We were talking about mass text messages over the holiday season. And she had kind of an interesting viewpoint about the text messages. She writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, I think it's irritating to receive mass holiday text messages, but I still feel special when I get one. That's a bit contradictive, but whatever."
Okay.
And it's from Mandy in Hollywood, California. Well, Mandy's right, Mike. I mean, it is kind of contradictive.
Contradictive?
Is that a word? I don't think it is.
I think it's contradictory.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I believe you're right.
Okay.
So, don't
knock Mandy for that.
Let's knock Mandy for the contradiction.
It sounds like a word that should exist.
It's true, and it really should.
So, no problem.
Okay.
Whatever. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, it is contradictory.
Yes.
So she hates getting these text messages, but she feels special when she gets one. It's kind of like a woman who's asked to be a bridesmaid and gets annoyed that she has to put up with being a bridesmaid. But then again, if you didn't ask her, she'd get annoyed that you didn't ask. So either way, it's a double-edged sword.
Very good.
Thank you.
I know I can't improve on that. That was very good.
But it is interesting with Mandy.
I think I was talking about this last week with the whole "I feel special when I get one" thing. See, text messaging for me, it's like I typically only get a text message when it's like from someone I know or it's something semi-important or whatever, you know. So it's like when you get like a mass message, I don't know. It's sort of like it feels like another one of those just, you know, text messages that carry weight or that, you know, you actually want to read as opposed to just like "Happy Holidays, random person."
Right.
That's in my phone book.
True,
you know?
True.
So, yeah, I know what she means.
Yeah, I do. It's funny. I know what you're saying, but like when she's saying I feel special when I get one, she's getting a mass holiday text message.
Yeah,
you know, she's not. It's not personal.
That's true.
You know, "Happy holidays, everybody in my phone."
Right.
You know, not "Happy holidays, Mandy."
Yeah, that's true. And like, hopefully, that's not the only way that someone says "Happy holidays" to you.
Yeah,
it's like by just clicking a button
and
having it send it to like everybody in their phone book and not looking at it.
It is very impersonal. Hopefully, Mandy has someone to come home to and say "Happy holidays" too.
And Mandy, if you don't and you're pretty, write us.
MikeandNev@yahoo.com or MikeandNev.blogspot.com. Photos are optional, but preferred. All right, then. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Keep checking us out at MikeandNev.blogspot.com. For Michael Jufro Feldman, I'm Nevin Barich. It's Things That Matter.